Welcome to our podcast, where we interview Circassians living in the diaspora. We are here to bridge the past to the present. I'm Yasmin Bach.
And I'm Laura Qardan. In this episode, we'll hear about the first female vice president of the Circassian Benevolent Association and her family's involvement in the community.
Dear Circassians, my name is Jeanette Nagy. I am the daughter of Fethi Nagy and Noel Tsay. I was born in Jordan and migrated to the United States in 1970, and this is my story. We left Jordan originally in 1969, I believe it was, and we went from Jordan to Germany. And it was just my mom, my two brothers, and myself. There was already several Circassians there. But I really now appreciate my mom and what she went through with three kids, three bratty little kids back then. And my dad stayed back in Jordan because at that time, my dad was helping many Adiyas come to America. He was trying to convince several of them also that it would be a better opportunity for them and their children to come to the United States. So we were in Germany for almost 1 year. And then from Germany, we came here again without my dad. And my mom, being my mom, went out and got a job, taught herself as much English as she could, and insisted that we speak English in the house so she could learn it as well. And also, the one thing that my mother never let go of was the Circassian culture. I remember when we were even in Jordan, we always belonged to Nadi Jil, I think it was. So she wanted to make sure her kids knew how to dance Circassian more than anything. And then when we did come to the U.S., my mom was involved in the dance group constantly. There were a lot of communities, I want to say groups. There was the Qabardai, the Bjadols, but I really never knew which one we belonged to because my mother didn't want us to think we were separate. In her eyes, we were Circassians and Circassians only. So yes, my house was full of Circassian culture. My mother always told me that to be a Circassian was very, very honorable. And Circassians always treated each other like family. And the Adiya Kabza, which is our customs and traditions, was always to be honorable and respectful to all age groups, not just your elders. And I guess that's why somebody once told me she was the people whisperer because she got along with you whether you're 5 years old or whether you're 80 years old. I could spend hours talking about my mom, but I know she would never want me to. So cut down to the chase, basically, my mom was very honest. She was definitely a team player, very modest, very loyal, and most of all, she was very generous. And I did learn a few things from her. She definitely had some networking skills, and thanks to her, now I have them. And she loved organizing events from soup to nuts. She also used to have us perform plays and little skits on stage, and she loved doing comedies. And I remember I hated acting, but she forced me to get on that stage because it's about fundraising and it's about getting people to come and enjoy an evening and hopefully donate money. So for my mom, for her, it wasn't work. It was something that she just loved doing. It was in her bones. It was in her blood. She loved the community. She loved the culture. She just, the minute she woke up, it was about being Circassian till the minute she went to bed. And all I can remember about my mom is every day coming home, my mom would be on the phone. First thing I wake up in the morning, my mom's on the phone. I come home from school, my mom's on the phone. And it's all about organizing. And as a teenager, I hated it because I could never use the phone. And back then, there was only one phone in the house. And there was no call waiting then either. So if my friends were calling me, it was a busy signal. And I remember I would beg my mother to please get off the phone. And she's saying, okay, have you taken a little bit, a little bit. And then she'd hang up and call someone else again. And it was all about organizing an event. And she would ask them to maybe contribute something that she can sell in the bazaar, or maybe they can contribute their time to cook. And she would get all those ladies together, and they had so much fun doing it. They were all friends. They became friends. They loved each other, and they just wanted to do it. And she had this knack about her where no one could say no to her. One of the events that my mom organized, along with many people, of course, was the Bicentennial in New York City. And when I look back at it, I don't even know how she did that. There was no internet. I don't know how she knew who to call, what to do, how to get the ball rolling, but she did. And we had so much fun at that Bicentennial that finally people are going to know what Adia is. And people looked at us and were just amazed at our costumes and wanted to take pictures of us. And I guess, as Haider Mirza would say, we're in almost every apartment in New York City right now. So we had a great time doing it. And at the same time, I remember my mom told me, always stick around, don't walk away. There's others that are at this event. So make sure you tell them about our culture and learn about their culture and their dance group. And we did. And we had a great time doing it. And that's one of the major events. There's just too many to name. And I think my mother is too humble for me to want to continue with them. My mom ran for CBA vice president back in the late 1970s. And what made my mother run was just the fact that she wanted to help the Circassian community. She wanted to be part of the CBA. She wanted to be part of building it and growing it and making sure that enough funds are raised to finish the building. As far as my family, our reaction to that was, my mom is going to do whatever she wants to do. So we're not going to ask her, and we're not going to contradict anything that she's going to say about the CBA, because she was the boss in the house. And my mom's biggest worry was about the culture. My mom, I remember, would go out in the snow along with Amo Vanka, aka Mohandeen Goff, and Ismail Kazan. And I believe, God, I can't remember his real name. We called him Kojak. I think it was Abdullah. I think he was part of the group. There were several of them, and they used to just have separate groups, maybe four each. And they had so much fun doing it. And back then, when it snowed in New Jersey, it snowed. You had 20 inches, 30 inches, but that didn't stop them. They were like the mailman. Nothing could stop them. And they would go knocking from door to door, trying to get donations from everyone to build the CBA. And many times they knew, but they laughed about it. They knew that people were home and didn't open the door. But they always said, it's okay, we'll come back tomorrow. And eventually they did break down that door and they did get in. And they basically were not asking people, because you know, for a lot of money. They knew people were struggling. They knew people were just arrived in the US as well. So they would just, as my mother would say, if you could just give us one paycheck out of your 52 week paycheck, it could help a lot. Whatever you can give can help, whether it's $10 or $50. And so that's what her and all the others, and like I said, I really don't know the other groups who was part of it, but I know it's Ismail Kazan and Amavanka, Mohideen Goff, and Kojak was part of her group. I know Baris Kobla was also going around getting money. And well, Baris Kobla will be another story. My family and I were involved when my mom was vice president and even prior to being vice president. For instance, my brothers were involved in the soccer team. The Adidas had a soccer team and we all enjoyed going to the games almost every Sunday. And it saddens me that it doesn't happen every Sunday anymore. And as far as me, I was involved in anything that my mother wanted of me. So if it meant working in the CBA until 2-3 in the morning, getting ready for an event the next day, then so be it. And I did it not because she was my mother and she made me, because it was fun to do. She somehow gathered everyone around to come and do the same, whether they were 15, 16, or 80 years old, they'd all come and we'd all participate in making the event happen for her. And one of the other major incidents and events that I remember was the 35-year anniversary for the CBA. It was truly beautiful. She had the place decorated well. She wanted to have linens in, which we never had at the CBA, really. She wanted to have nice chinaware, silverware, and a beautiful event, and great dancing, raffles, and so on. But it was as if you were going to the Oscars when you went to this event. And I think the major obstacles my mom had to overcome was, in the beginning, the fact that she was the female VP. And as we know, some Adiga men were a little harder to convince when it came to a woman being a VP. But eventually they all realized that my mother was a hard worker and she was there for the community, not for herself. It wasn't about the accolades. It was about what she can do for the CBA, how to make it grow, and how to get members coming in and participating. And they also knew that my mom was very good at fundraising and could get anything that she put her mind to. In other words, she was very tenacious and she never took no for an answer. And I think the best thing that I heard was when one came out of a meeting one day and told me that your mom is relentless. She could even sell a bald man a comb. So, and then unfortunately, I did move to California for 15 years. So I did step away from the CBA. I was still a member, but I was no longer involved with the CBA. At times I used to help them if they needed to, retype their constitution or anything of that nature. So I used to help them in things like that. Whenever I came to New Jersey, I'd help my mom and anyone else who asked for it. We still danced. The dance group was there. And if my mom needed me to go and pick up the kids on Sundays to bring them to dance school, I'd be more than happy to do that. And I actually enjoyed it because I got to know the children as well. And growing up, my mom always used to say that being a Circassian is really the most honorable thing that you can be. because there's no one like the Circassians, that our customs and traditions and our social norms were so enriched within us, and that she would hope that the future generation, and she was even talking about me as a future generation, and now I'm talking to the younger generation, hopefully that they can energize everyone to do what my mom and Amavanka, Ismail Khazan, and Nazir Mamkesh, Baris Kobla, Kojak, I can't really name them all right now, but hopefully the younger generation would energize everyone the way they did and bring the community back together and make it happen all over, if not better. At the end of the day, I wanted to say that I'm very grateful for the elders that made this possible for us to have the CBA and even the prior clubs before that. Without the CBA, without having that community, where would we be? I have a lot of friends now because of the CBA, because of the dance group, because of the events, the parties. I was fortunate enough to have wonderful friends in all age groups, whether they were from 15 to 90 years old. And I've learned a lot from the young and from the old. And I think it's incumbent upon the youth of today to re-energize the community, to keep the CBA going, to keep our culture, to instill our wonderful Edea Kabza into the future generation. And we need to keep in mind that the administration, we may not like every single time there's someone who's running the CBA because it's not our friend and we're hurt, they were not chosen. But at the end of the day, they are volunteers. They're there to help and we should be there to support them. And my mom, the night before she passed, I remember Marina was there with us and she asked her, you know, if you had 10 more years to live, what would you do? And I was not surprised, but she truly answered, I would want to help the Sherkas people. With that, I hope you guys learned something from this. And because I always keep learning from our Adiga community. And I hope you guys do too. They're there for you through good times, through bad times. And you can't get that anywhere else except for CBA. God bless the Adiga people.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and join us next time for more stories. Do you or someone you know have a story you'd like to share? If so, email us at contact@dearcirks.com.